Hi, guys, and welcome to episode 118 of the Convenient Counselor Podcast. My name is Brianna Leach. I'm a wife, a mom of three, and a licensed counselor. And this week, my self-care looks like Bible study with friends and apparently a lot of allergy medicine. And I hope that you're taking time out of your week to take care of yourself as well. And I am so thankful you're here listening today. This podcast was created to offer a safe space to learn more about yourself and to learn about mental health topics on your time. This is no replacement for actual therapy, but I do hope that it is a supplement for your week ahead and something you can refer back to as needed. Sometimes when I prep for an episode, I have a list of topics I want to choose from, or maybe something that's come up in therapy, or questions that listeners submit, which is going to be next week's episode. So be sure to message me or email in your questions for a counselor. But this week, I just couldn't shake the word peace. For some reason, it keeps coming back up in scripture reading and talking with my kids. We worked on our weekly calendar and on our cool family team's calendar. It has a word of the week. And the word that came up was peace. We just need peace on this week, on our schedule, but also in our hearts. Is that something that you're needing in your life as well right now? I think we hear the word peace sometimes and think of the peace sign or hippies, flower power. But when I really think about peace, I just visualize calm in the storm. Sometimes I feel like peace is very elusive as well, this unattainable thing that I'm striving for, when in reality, it's not a landing spot, it's the entire journey there. Several years ago, I started talking with clients about pockets of peace. And I Googled it because I thought, I'm sure other people are using this term too. There is one. She's an author and YouTuber named Nabella Noor, and she talks about pockets of peace as well, and really in the same way that I'm using it. But these are small moments throughout your day that you can build in or force if needed to have those moments where you sit down on the inside, where you let the dust settle for just a moment. This goes beyond self-care. This goes beyond habit stacking. This goes beyond micro practices. We've talked about all of these in episodes past. But pockets of peace are only there for the sake of slowing down and recentering when things just get a little out of hand. The actual definition of peace is freedom from disturbance. You can't have peace when you're yelling, you're going, you're multitasking, you're throwing things in the car, you're getting kids dressed, you're getting yourself dressed, you're trying to meet a deadline. And there's nothing wrong with all of that. It's necessary for our daily life. But if we don't practice these pockets of peace or ways to bring us back down for a moment, eliminate some disturbances. The other definition is tranquility, which sounds like you need to be laying at the spa, but you can have moments of that in your daily life, and it doesn't take a whole lot of effort. I think one of the first qualifiers is asking yourself, how do I feel peace? Where do I feel peace? When do I feel peace? Is it when things are silent? Is it when you are in nature? Is it when you're looking at something that you think is beautiful? Is it writing? Is it being with someone else? I can't answer those questions for you, but that is important to kind of qualify it with, you know, you don't have to go with just the examples that I give, but figuring out what really brings me peace. And secondly, why do you want to do it? Not to keep banging this drum, which I always will be, but knowing your why in any kind of effort for mental health or overall wellness just makes you more likely to actually practice it. Knowing that you are trying to practice these pockets of peace because it makes you a better mom, it makes you a better coworker, friend, daughter, loved one. If you understand the why, the what, how, when will be a lot easier. So let me give you some examples. These are ones that I do in my daily life, and then some that I've heard from my clients and friends. So a pocket of peace for me is a deep breath. And here's the deal. Pockets of peace have no time limit on them. They don't have to be 20 minutes. They don't even have to be 1 minute. So it's doable to stop what you're doing, unless you're driving, please keep driving. But just stop, breathe in for 3 seconds, hold it for 3 seconds, and then let it out for 3 seconds. Scientifically, it literally helps clear your mind, but it also brings your heart rate down a little bit, especially if you do it over a longer length. But that's a really easy one that helps center you. Another one for me is making a cup of tea. And not just doing it for the final result, but paying attention as I'm doing it. If I can unitask, like we've talked about in previous episodes, do one thing and really focus in on what I'm doing. I'm filling up my electric tea kettle with the water. I'm turning it on. I'm listening as the bubbles come. I'm getting the mug because I love collecting mugs from different places I travel or something sentimental. Selecting the tea bag, all of that. To me, that's a pocket of peace because I'm focusing on something that's going to bring me wellness. Stepping outside and facing the sun is another one of my pockets of peace. I do this quite often. I work from home, and so I'm in front of a screen or on the phone a lot. And so in between sessions or appointments, I go out on my front porch or wherever the sun's at, and I just kind of face the sun, close my eyes, and take a deep breath. It's like recharging my solar battery. For you, that might look like parking a little further out and walking into work slowly, or taking the stairs instead of the elevator, because maybe you just need a moment of quiet and the elevator's usually crowded. Maybe your pocket of peace as a mom of little ones is locking the bathroom door when you go to the restroom or take a shower so that you're not interrupted and you get a moment to yourself. Maybe a pocket of peace is a 10-minute walk or a 5-minute walk, anything you can do. The goal, again, it may sound funny to be moving, but you can be sitting down on the inside as far as freedom from disturbance. So I want you to take a second and think, what's a very small pocket I can create to bring more peace to my day? And here's the deal, it doesn't have to be quiet. You know, we hear tranquility and we think zen or very, you know, meditative, and that's wonderful too. But for me, sometimes my pockets of peace are some of my favorite songs or songs I can dance around to because I'm just disconnecting from whatever the disturbance is in my life, whether it's self-inflicted or situational or my kids or work or whatever. But I'm creating this pocket of peace of I'm going to disconnect. I'm going to be free from this disturbance for a moment. And it doesn't have to be quiet. Sometimes I'm blasting, you know, Meghan Trainor, 21 Pilots. I've got several on my playlist that just are guaranteed to get me moving. And for that 4-minute song, I'm definitely experiencing peace. I'm not thinking about the other stuff. I'm just thinking this is a great song and I'm going to dance or move around or whatever. Probably look silly, but none of that matters. These moments, these pockets of peace are so necessary for your mental health and your overall wellness. Just to pump the brakes a little bit. Are you thinking of any? Do you have some that might come to mind? This, like any other new practice, will take time. It will take some trial and error of, you know what, this worked so well, this did not. This actually stressed me out more. Or I was trying to be too performative with this. You know, sometimes we feel like we're being photographed for a magazine at all times. Maybe that's just me. There's times where I'm like, oh, well, this doesn't look right. Who cares? Who cares? The goal is sitting down on the inside or dancing on the inside and just having a moment of peace. My easiest go-to access to peace is talking with the ultimate convenient counselor, Jesus. In John 14:27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I know I don't talk about it every week, but this free gift of total and complete peace in Jesus is available to you at any moment that you want to accept that free gift and grow in a relationship with God. If that's something unfamiliar to you, I would love to chat with you more. You can reach out to me on social media at Convenient Counselor or on my website, convenientcounselor.com. But we are not meant to do this life frazzled, stressed out all the time. And I'm not trying to be naively optimistic, which I usually am. But even in the stress of day-to-day life, we can have these pockets of peace if we make it a priority, find out what works for us, and get to work doing it on a regular basis. Thank you so much for listening today. As always, you've got this, and I'm cheering you on. See you next time.